Now, the listener becomes the DJ. My Nifty 50s on Sirius XM.
My name is Glenn. I'm a guitar picker and a big 50s gold fan from Queens, New York. Back in 1983, I started a rockabilly band with my wife Suzanne called Squeaky Clean. At the time, we were stuck in Minneapolis doing a cocktail lounge gig. We wandered into a record store and they were playing Wanda Jackson's song Mean, Mean Man, that tune that opened the show. Man, we totally flipped when we heard that record. She sounded like a rockabilly version of Pat Benatar. So we said, we've got to find songs like that for Suzanne to perform with the band. There's got to be more of these female rockabillies out there. Well, right away we came across Janis Martin, who was billed as the female Elvis. RCA even released a record called Janis and Elvis with a handful of songs by each of them. Rumor has it that Colonel Tom Parker was not happy that his boy got second billing. Well, here she is singing My Boy Elvis.
Hey, everybody, come on down. The man with the guitar just hit town. Takes off like a rocket, there he goes. Rocking from his head down to his toes. My boy Elvis, real rock. My boy Elvis, real rock. With his bambling, ooh, Elvis sing for me. Heartbreak Hotel, blue suede shoes. He walks away with all my blues. Take my troubles, take my pain, load them on that.
Go, go, go!
jump, wiggle, and shake indeed. Janis Martin singing My Boy Elvis, a song written by Aaron Schroeder and Claude Demetrius, who wrote a lot of great tunes for Elvis Presley himself. Glenn from New Hyde Park here on Sirius XM 50s Gold, and today I'm hosting my Nifty 50s and sharing some of the great female rockabilly singers my wife Suzanne and I discovered when we put our band Squeaky Clean together many, many years ago. Next, we come to Lori Collins and her kid brother Larry, better known as the Collins Kids. They were regulars on the Town Hall Party TV show, and the act featured Lori's grown-up voice and Larry's red-hot guitar picking, taught to him by the legendary Joe Mathis. Now, Lori had a famous boyfriend, none other than Ricky Nelson. Two of them had a lot in common, because they were both going through the ups and downs of being a child star. Well, when they would go out on a date, Lori's parents would insist on sending little brother Larry along to keep an eye on things. Well, here's Lori and Larry tearing it up with a song called Mercy.
Baby is the one for me. Mercy, what my baby does to me, yeah, me. Mercy, what my baby does to me. When my baby embraces me, he sure don't know what he does to me. When he whispers that he loves me so, makes my pulse go, go, go. Mercy, what my baby does to me, yeah, me. Mercy, what my baby does to me. Oh, let's get it now. Sweet as he can be, but mercy when he teases me, I sure don't know what he does to me. Mercy, what my baby does to me, yeah, me. Mercy, what my baby does to me.
Mercy, mercy, mercy. Let me catch my breath. Woo! That was Lori and Larry, the Collins Kids, and this is Glenn from New Hyde Park sharing my Nifty 50s Rockabilly Queens on Sirius XM 50s Gold. Next, we have little Brenda Lee, as she was known back in the day. She grew up poor, or as she liked to say, poor, with four O's. Because when she was 8, her dad was killed in a construction accident, and her singing career ended up supporting her whole family. So much responsibility for a little kid, she had to grow up fast. Her first Decca single was Hank Williams' Jambalaya. And the flip side is this rockabilly gem, Bigelow 6200.
Call if you want my loving, number to call if you want turtle loving, number I'm waiting all night long, just waiting and waiting for you to phone. Bigelow 6200. What's the matter, why don't you call, don't you love your little baby no more at all, waiting here baby, not doing a thing, just waiting for the doggone phone to ring. Bigelow 6200. Other night, well, if the phone don't ring in a minute or two, I think I'll put the baby that I'll call you. Bigelow 6200.
had a fight and you left me the other night. Well, if the phone don't ring in a minute or two, I think I'm pretty bad with that. I'll call you Big Love 62.
I'd put you on speed dial anytime, Ms. Brenda. We're wrapping up my Nifty 50s with Glenn from New Hyde Park, New York, sharing some of my favorite tunes by female rockabilly singers. And finally, we come to the greatest singer of them all, country, rockabilly, pop, you name it. It's got to be Miss Patsy Cline. Oh, we all love her smooth Nashville sound hits like I Fall to Pieces and Crazy. But back in the 1950s, she was with 4-Star Records, and she had a contract that said that she had to record songs that 4-Star picked out for her. They probably had a publishing interest or something like that going on, because lots of the songs were pretty forgettable. But through it all, there was Patsy's committed performance and, of course, the work of Owen Bradley and his crack Nashville session cats. Well, thanks for sharing my Nifty 50s with yours truly, Glenn from New Hyde Park. Let's go out with Patsy Cline singing Got a Lot of Rhythm in My Soul on Sirius XM 50s Gold.
Make your Nifty 50s list. Email 50s at SiriusXM.com and we'll be listening for you on 50s Gold.